What does it look like to truly love and be loved? For this last week of Advent, I want to invite you to reflect and linger on the biblical meaning of love. You know, the God of the Bible doesn't merely express love. Elohim is love. Yeshua fully embodies the love of God. And Yeshua, Jesus, demonstrates it most clearly when he emerges into our sphere of humanity, lives his life, gives his life on behalf of humanity. And when we learn to trust Yeshua's love, we join in that communal shalom making, living and being. And our very nature is transformed to live a life of love with him. So let's consider the narrative of Rahab and our looking at how love shows up in the life of one of the foremothers of Yeshua, Jesus. Dear scribbler and speaker, I'm Andrea Mohawk Mama, and I'll be your pastor and your guide for this episode of Mohawk Mama Soul. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Mohawk Mama Soul. This podcast is especially, essentially for the writing soul. We don't focus on the writing craft. There are plenty of podcasts for that. But here, you are the focus, your own personhood, not just what you produce. So let's go ahead and get started. There's a story that is unfolding. Pay attention to the chapters, to the pages, to the ink, to the writ of the story that the beloved is helping you pen as a co-author. If this is your first time, I want to welcome you in to this Soul Care Campfire and let you know that you are right at home. You are in a place where you already belong. You have nothing to prove, girl. And here's what I want to make sure we do first and foremost. I want us to get our headphones on. I tend to speak low. That's just typically what I do. But it might be easier to hear me if you have your headphones on. But it also can become a sanctuary for you where you kind of put everything else, the noise, to the side. What we do here is notice, nurture, and embody soul care in a culture of scarcity, noise, and frenzy. And so that is what you're welcomed into. And anything that we are talking about will always come back to three foundational things that you notice in order to nurture, in order to embody, even more earnestly and intentionally. She lived within the walls, the vulnerable place of Jericho. No one is too scandalous, too stained, or too far outside the walls from the reach of God's love. Because when we think about Rahab, I don't know that we first think about the grandmother of David, the mother-in-law of Ruth, a teacher of righteousness, a witness to the fact that Elohim has friends and classrooms and shalom-making communities in the most neglected places of the world. I'm sitting with that too. Rahab may have been a sex worker, a prostitute, a harlot in Jericho, but she was secretly a virgin daughter of the Most High. As if to drive home this point of God's unswerving, providentially ordered love, the Messiah's family tree is particularly giving us an insightful look at how God includes Mother Rahab, Mama Rahab, because she's listed in Matthew's genealogy of Yeshua. And so there's a bit of that sex worker, that scandalous woman in our Messiah. Think about that. Everything about her, when she is mentioned in Scripture, Rahab the harlot, or Rahab the prostitute, whatever translation you have, the idolatrous woman, she is in the family tree of Yeshua. And thank God she is, because that's how I know I fit right in. As do you. As do you. He grafts us all into this tree of his love, unswerving love. He never misses his target. Here's what James has to pin about her. I'm starting in James chapter 2, verse 23. The scripture was fulfilled that says, "And Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend." You see, that a man is proved righteous by works and not by faith alone. And likewise, wasn't Rahab the prostitute also proved righteous by works when she welcomed the messengers and sent them out another way? I'm going to read verse 26 as well. "For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead." Where do you see the unlikelihood of Mama Rahab teaching people of faith throughout the generations of her love, of her devotion, even in light of her scandalous life? She has a story. She has a reason why the way she chose to live her life and the way she did. And we don't know all of those reasons, or the reason why she offered her body to work in such a way where she can make provision for herself, for her family. We don't know. But we are very easy to cast stones on people instead of see truly who they are, not just how they are known in public spaces. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31, by faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she welcomed the spies with shalom. I want us to really see the connection between this shalom-making woman, known throughout Scripture as the prostitute, the harlot, the idolatrous woman. This is not a point of shame. This is not shaming Rahab. What this is doing is showing how God has deliberately allowed for someone's life who would otherwise be discarded to be remembered. She's not remembered as the prostitute. That's just simply a real clear pronunciation about how she was known in society, but not how she was known by God. How she was known by God was that she was a shalom maker, and that given the opportunity to be obedient to the move of the Spirit, she did that in light of being known as a prostitute. In light of it, she was committed to acknowledging God, even when people did not anticipate that she would be even a likely candidate for such a move of love. I want us to just breathe that in. Unswerving love never misses the target. Doesn't really matter whether we're Rahab, the sex worker, or whether we're someone else on the outskirts or margin. This is about a love that reminds us that Elohim reveals pathways for the shalom, the wholeness, the well-being, the peace of all, and especially those on the outskirts, personally and collectively, because it was her family that also benefited from her making a decision that brought her from the margins to the center stage of justice and of joy. And so she may have been the woman that society knew as that sex worker, but she was and is a daughter and a mother on the Redemptive Welcome Committee. I hope that you delve more into Rahab's story. And there's a real creative traveling back in time to hear what an interview with her might have sounded like. I'm including the link, and so I hope you will allow yourself undistracted 10 minutes to just travel back and listen to what Rahab may have said. All right. I think that's it. We are co-witnesses for this season of Advent and beyond. And we are also co-witnesses one to another. And we do that in such a way that we never need an occasion to remind us of that co-witnessing work. We just remember that this is part of our purpose, to be a witness of God's love. And that love that then gets dispersed from our life. And it goes out. And it's residing within. So we get to partake of it as well as offer it. All right, sisters. Shalom, ashe, and amen. Thank you for joining me. Shalom. Please do me a favor and go and review the podcast and share with the world what difference it is making in your life. And don't forget to screenshot this podcast episode and share it freely. And please do me a favor and go and review the podcast and share with the world what difference it is making in your life.
Share my mom's podcast with your friends.
Jesus is always with your heart and he loves you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This Soul Care podcast serves to awaken writers and oracles, I like to call us scribblers and speakers, into a rest that elevates holy embodiment. This sanctuary that I speak of has so many facets to it.